I'm gonna holler at you when it's over.
Blog Talk Radio.
Do it all for the ladies, man. My lady, man. Let's go.
Sing to all the ladies. This is all for you. You gotta be a dime or a quarter, boo. And here's what I offer you: a nice right white position with a son and a daughter too. To all the ladies.
Thank you for tuning in to Table Talk with your host, Noonie, Wednesday, Kiki, and Sean. We're here each and every Friday from 7 to 8:30. Call in 347-215-7145. This is where we talk about any and everything. Hey, Sean, you there?
I'm here.
How you feeling today?
I'm great.
And
how are you?
I'm doing just wonderful. We waiting for our other two co-hosts to arrive shortly.
Okay.
Hey,
Key won't be joining us.
Huh?
Key won't be joining us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she mentioned in the last show she won't be able to make this show. She may come on for a couple of minutes, but I don't think she's going to be on very long.
Okay.
So we're waiting for Wednesday, but, you know, we're here. Puff is here. Hey, Puff.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good.
I'm actually having a drink this time.
Oh,
wow. What you drinking for?
So now we definitely got to start this drink check off right. As you guys know, I already got that Henny on deck. I'm drinking it straight out the bottle because I only got a little bit left. I'm about to get on my train and go to Brooklyn. That's where I'm bringing New Year's in at.
I'm drinking a homemade rum. Homemade rum punch made with mango, apple juice, pineapple juice, and some other kind of juice, and Fiji water and rum.
Wow.
Fiji water and rum. I need to come over there.
See, she exotic. I told you, there's a lot of special about Puff.
Yellow bus.
Let me have some of that. I'm drinking. I'm sipping on some Moscato. I got Bartner Moscato right here.
Oh, you know I like that bubbly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just in a relaxed mode. You know, 2010 is about to go out. 2011 is about to come in. You know, a lot of things have been going on, a lot of reflection, a lot of positivity, you know, some losses, unfortunately.
Right.
But we're here. You know, we're here. We're good. You know.
Yeah. Wow, it's just going to be a great show tonight because, like you said, Sean, we are reflecting. Well, we started this one here, September. So we've grown a lot. Like, we've had some crazy shows. So hopefully you callers could call in and say which one was your craziest moment or something that you wouldn't forget. But, we're real excited, you know, to be with you guys and going on to next year. Because I really love doing this. Every Friday, I love being here, talking to you guys. And I enjoy Puff and Sean and Key and Wednesday. Y'all my
baby. Same here, no. We feel the same way, definitely, about our listeners, our callers. We appreciate everyone. It's been a short couple of months, but, you know, in a small amount of time, we've gained some very loyal fans, some very loyal listeners. We've gained so much positive feedback. It's just been excellent, you know, and I'm definitely looking forward to doing it again in 2011. And, of course, you know, you guys ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How was your day today?
Oh, my day was actually pretty good. I woke up, made myself some breakfast. The hair salon was packed. I mean, even though I'm still throwing my beautiful wig on, but I had to get my hair done. You know, I had to get a nice treatment. I was in there for like 4 hours. Yo, I am so not used to that. It is ridiculous.
The part that's throwing me is the beautiful wig.
Yeah,
I'm throwing
that
on. That's where you got me stuck. Beautiful wig.
Listen, because when I throw the hat on it, right, it looks real, real cute. come up with a hat wig because it is just so perfect. I mean, with the hat, it just makes the hair look nice. It looks like it's curly, like bouncy
under
the
hat that already has like a wig attached to it, like glued
yes.
to the inside. They already have those. You know, you can buy them on Halloween. You can buy the little rocker dress and all that with the hat, stuff
not,
like that.
No, not like that. No, it got to look good. No, it got to have a pretty bang. Like right now when I throw the hat on, I got a nice cute bang. I got the waves coming on the back. It's just popping.
Wow.
It is crazy.
Hey, Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, Pop. Hey, Pop.
Hey,
Wednesday.
Hey, y'all. Hey. I just want to. I know I'm late, but you know I'm gonna be checking in and out because I'm running the streets and I'm listening to you talking about that hair salon, Nini. I feel you. I'm disgusted. I had the same experience today.
Like 4 hours, I couldn't even believe it. I was like, "Are you serious?"
I know. And traffic ain't no better.
Really. Yo, my phone is going off. So what you up to? Are you drinking or are you just running around? What's going on?
I'm not drinking right now. I'm running around with my girlfriend, and we're just trying to just get around. I'm trying to get stuff for her house. You know, she's having something in her house, and I'm just disgusted. There's traffic everywhere. It took me like an hour and 45 minutes to get from my house to Brooklyn.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy. What do you guys think about ending the show early today instead of ending at 8:30? And I'm ending at 8:30, ending at 8, since everybody is kind of busy. Puff, like I said, we'll talk after the show. Puff, what do you think about that? Are we already scheduled for the other time, or you were ending it at 8 instead of going to 8:30?
I'm ending it at 8.
How you feel about that?
Oh, it's up to you guys. I'm pretty okay with whatever we do, you know.
Okay.
I'm just always happy to be here.
Know what you want to do so we can let our listeners know early.
Well, you know what? Tonight, 8 o'clock will be good because I am packing up and I don't want to hold anyone up. So we're gonna get this really moving. So 8 o'clock is good because I am moving and shaking.
All right, we're going to end at 8, Puff, so that everybody can kind of retire onto their evenings and enjoy their new year. You know, but we appreciate everyone that's tuning in right now and hanging out with us for this hour, bringing in the new year with Table Talk. This, of course, is Sean. I appreciate you guys. I have a message from Key saying Happy New Year to everyone. Sorry she couldn't be on the show. She has a family obligation to tend to, but she loves everyone, and she's looking forward to coming back and doing it again in 2011. Wednesday and Noon is here.
Right, so, we're here with you guys.
Yeah. But anyway, Noon, let's talk about some of the shows. That's what our show tonight is about. We're going to talk about some things from the past, reflections and things like that. I got a funny story, actually. Before we go into that, Noon, you have the list of all our past shows, right?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the list of all our past shows with you now?
Yeah, I have most of them, yeah.
All right, I'm actually signing in right now to get that. For those of you who don't know, Noonie is like the Table Talk secretary.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving you a title, Noon.
Oh, okay.
No,
we're going to talk about that secretary shit and
like
after this is over because I don't like that title, but go ahead.
I like the sound of that. You want something more luxurious,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Right? Taking
Music
it back to
story.
An old
absolutely.
Show like King of the Jungle, that dumbass name that
yes.
they're going to say. What you said? I'm the
you
king
know,
of the jungle?
All right, first of all, you already know how I am. Amped, everything is lively, you know, exuberant, vibrant. You're not going to come at me with some secretary type. Sorry.
Listen,
but
that was one of our past shows where you just went OD on the hype. King of the Jungle, even me, I was like, no, for real. For real. You know, I think pretty sadly of myself, but come on now. That was one of our shows that we got a lot of feedback on. Definitely funny. Well, yes. Well, Noon normally provides us with the minutes, make sure we're all on our calls for our weekly meeting. You know, so I'm about to sign into my email account now to pick up one of her emails. You know, you're just thorough with it, Noon, and I appreciate it. So, secretary or not, I appreciate what you do for Baby Talk.
Oh, I love you, too. She is so stupid. Unbelievable. Reflect.
Yeah, funny story. I want to take y'all into this. Not really about this, Puff, and I want to know what you think about this as well. You know, I'm a pretty chivalrous person, right? You know, I open doors, pull out seats, you know, allow a woman to walk ahead of me, you know. Just the whole chivalry thing. I kind of just have down pat, you know. I was walking with a young lady the other day, right? And I said to her, because we're walking, and we continuously, like, walk. Like, when we walk down certain blocks, or if we're walking from the car to whatever the venue is that we're going to or whatever, I find myself crossing behind her to walk on the curbside, you know, as I should. Right, Noon? You familiar with this? The dude should walk on the curbside.
Absolutely.
Right? So they could get hit by the car first. So
yes.
As we're walking, you know, I go to cross behind her, and then something dawns on me. And I'm like, listen, you know what? Do you know what side of the street you're supposed to walk on or not? You know what I mean? So she was like, yeah.
Wait a minute. You got to say we're walking on the right side, correct? So you ask her, do you know or don't you?
I got sick of having to backtrack and walk behind her so I didn't cross in front of her to walk on the right side of the street. You know, my knee is jacked up. Why I got to do extra walking? So I'm like, yo, do you know what side of the street you need to walk on? So she was like, yeah, I know what side of the street I should be walking on. And I was like, so why I always got to backtrack and cross behind you just to get on the right side of the street? And she was like, I don't know. I never thought about it. And I was like, that's greedy. You know what I mean? You ladies are so damn greedy. Isn't it enough that I'm already risking my life by possibly getting hit by the car that jumped the curb first?
Absolutely.
Dude, that's too much. I walk behind you, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. That's what you're supposed to do. Yes.
Yeah. You don't think that's kind of selfish now?
Just yeah.
Come on, Sean.
It's kind of fucking selfish. Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? I got to look behind you, Angie, or anything.
Wait.
Like, for real.
But that's better than that's better than her complaining about why you keep going around me.
You know what I mean? As you're coming up on the street corner, when coming to, like, the curb, get on your side. Watch it. You just want to see what I'm going to do or something. You want to see if I got it in. You already know I do it. So now what is it, funny just to see me crossing behind you now just to get on the right side? Every time I do that, that's like a notch in your ego, like, yeah, she's the one.
Really? Are you talking about me going way far? You all the way to the left with this one here, honey.
Yo, I'm telling you, I just had this conversation, and it just annoyed the hell out of me. I was like, for real, like, yo, you don't know what side of the street you should be walking on? Because if she didn't, then that's an issue. I should have no problem. You know what I mean? Let me just tell you, you know what I mean? This is what people do, because you know, Noonie, you ladies, well, I should be saying Wednesday and Keith.
Wow.
You,
wow.
Oh.
What, you ladies, what?
You ladies,
that's
because
I'm a little
you.
Bit louder. Don't mean shit. I told you, I still wear high heels. I told you that. I still wear makeup.
Girl, you stupid. I mean, I'm saying a lot of you guys, the whole chivalry thing is lost. So a lot of females today, they just don't know. Like, certain things should be done for them. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, don't speak for everybody, because I got a funny story to tell you. It's even funnier than what you're saying. In this goddamn snowstorm, Me and my sister was stuck in my house for 6 days. I had to put a man alert up on Facebook saying, hey, I'm not asking for a man. I'm begging for a man. Please come with shovels because I want her out and I want her kids out and her kids want out of here. You heard? I put the M's up. I threw the M's up in the air. Man alert. Man alert. I need help to shovel this MF out. She need out of here. Okay? Ain't no Timmerie is dead out. I had to go outside. Let me tell you something, okay? 4 days she was stuck here, right? On the fifth day, I said, this is it. I put on some makeup. I put on my wig and my cute hat. And I went outside and I strutted my ass in front of the plow truck. I said, sir, please. I live up the state. And I've been stuck here in Queens for 5 days. 5 days. And all I want to do is get us home. He said, miss, we can't do that. I batted them eyes. I made sure I had on mascara. Don't tell me I don't know how to be a woman, okay? Do you not know he got us out of there in 30 minutes? Are you kidding me? They were stuck. They were stuck here.
Wow.
Man alert. I was begging for shovels, manpower, hands, anything. Nobody came.
Oh, you're making me feel guilty for being all in all the great weather. Well, it's been cold here, too. Not like, yeah, but we had some cold fronts. But it was both beautiful and nice today. I could have went swimming today.
Wow. It was crazy here in New York. We were stuck. People couldn't get home. My cousins had to sleep in strangers' houses. I said, I don't know. This is the day after tomorrow going on, and I'm not prepared. I didn't have enough penny or supplies in here to last with the kids. I was dying in here.
You are stupid. The kids came for Christmas, and they wanted to stay in for 6 days, no?
What? Remember we was all like, yay, I'm with the family. And I was like,
remember.
Whoa, they don't want to leave. Like, they can't get out. And they wanted to kill me.
Wow.
It was just terrible. So, no, I'm not claiming that. I'm an independent woman. No, I need somebody. I want somebody. And I need help.
You stupid. Yeah, you know what? Speaking of the snow and being, like, plowed out. I didn't know. My sister, she was stuck in the snow. So my brother and I, we go downstairs to assess the damage, and, of course, he does all the work. We get her far enough back, but she still can't get out. And at that point, like, her battery on the car started getting tired, and I was like, you know what, you're just going to have to leave it for a minute.
The battery started getting tired.
Yo, the battery started getting tired. I couldn't even drive. All you heard was like the little engine that could. Chook, 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 chook. The shit was choking. I was like, all right, maybe we need to give it a break. So we left it, right? So the next day, she's like, listen, I just want to move the car. Now, mind you, parking rules are suspended. She just pissed that the car is stuck. So she's like, I'm calling AAA. I'm like, AAA ain't gonna come shovel your car. Where do you think you live? Cannot go shovel the car out. So she told AAA that she could not move her car out of a spot to start it, and they came all the way there. So because they came, the guy got in the car, and you know, in less than 5 minutes, he had backed the car out and pulled out of the spot. No shoveling, no nothing. She was out in like less than 5 minutes.
Unbelievable.
I feel bad now. Plus the snow out here, this snowstorm we had, I think it rained for like almost 36 hours. That's what it felt like. Snow was so high, up to my knee.
It was ridiculous.
And if you remember being out here, you know the sanitation trucks in the... The salt throwers, disrespectful. You know, they move the snow all up on your car. Like, they don't care if they pile the snow higher than the roof of your car.
Right.
They do not care as long as they're getting it off the street.
I didn't get to work for 2 days, though, because they didn't shovel.
Right.
No trains was running.
I heard about that.
An MTA bus was stuck for like on my block for like 12 hours.
Yeah, it's been thick out here.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of Bloomberg complaints.
Absolutely. He got to go. Let's reflect
well,
on getting him out of
work. Well, he extended his term.
Yep. He already did enough damage in own half of New York, so I don't really know.
Yeah, he already did his damage. Where's David Dinkins? He needs to come back.
We need
Mayor Dinkins got the Obama treatment. When they finally let you run, when they finally let you have office after shit is so bad and so deep, it would take three of your terms to fix it anyway.
Right.
That's true. Like, truthfully, Puff, you remember Mayor Ed Koch?
Oh, of course I do.
I think Ed Koch actually was one of our best mayors.
Yeah, one of our funniest mayors at that.
He was hilarious.
A gay Jew with a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was hilarious to me, but I think he was one of the best mayors. You know, I could say David Dinkins just because he was black, but that don't matter. I think Ed Koch was really one of the best mayors we had.
I thought Giuliani was the worst until Bloomberg.
You thought Giuliani was?
The worst until Bloomberg.
Oh, yeah, Giuliani definitely was one of the
they
worst.
They running neck and neck, Giuliani and Bloomberg. They were doing the same damn thing.
You know what?
Bloomberg
honestly,
just got more money and power.
Yeah, just
he does. Bloomberg bamboozled me in the beginning, though. I was a Bloomberg supporter in the beginning.
I was too.
You know,
I was.
But he was always like his viewpoints was always in the middle. You know, he never really wants to make a decision, especially on controversial things. You know what I mean? He stays in the middle. He plays it really clean. You know what I mean? So where he doesn't have to pass anything to really make any change. So I don't know. In the beginning, he had me fooled.
He had me fooled because I thought of it like a business. I'm thinking he has a great business plan. He's going to make this work. And now I think of him as like a union. You're the enemy because you're management and you need to go down. All you care about is the numbers. You don't care
mm-hmm.
about anything else. That's it.
Yeah. And what is his loss? The man is a millionaire. You know what I mean? His daughter just fell off the horse. You know, she's an equestrian. You know what that is, Mimi?
No, I don't know what that is. Not at all. I don't know anything about horses. I've never seen a farm. I don't watch movies either. I'm just as ignorant.
Anyway.
No, I don't know what that is, even though they have a big equestrian school right here on the fucking conduit. And I do know black cowboys. How about that? How about that, John? How about that trying to play somebody? How about that?
Well, Sean, why don't you explain it for our listeners who may not know, instead of me.
Trying to come at you, not tonight, boo-boo, not today, boo-boo. New year.
And then after
new
you
year,
get through explaining, we're going to take a caller. Who's waiting here?
Let's take a caller, Pop.
Caller, your name and where you calling from?
Y'all know y'all are some damn fools. Sean, really, you going in on Noonie? Because you by herself? Really? Yeah,
I asked you
for one.
You
let me tell you something. My background is loud as hell, but I had to try. I said, she's not going to gang up on my girl like that. She know damn well you ain't know what no equestrian was. She's trying to be fucking funny. Really, Sean?
I didn't know what it was? That's what you're saying, Noonie? Are you fucking serious? You never come in on this line switch. I am cutting that whole store. Are you kidding me? I'm cutting those off. Switch. This is the Noonie show. We reflected. 2010. I'm cutting rude host off. Key and Sean, you two bitches got to go tonight. And y'all are being called a bitchy.
Yo.
Y'all just disrespecting me today.
My BFF, I love you, Keith. I love you, Sean. Hey, Sean, you know Noonie ain't knowing no damn equestrian.
Oh, you're so really? Switch, next caller.
No, when I tell you I was over here about to fall out the chair, Noonie, you know what that is? You know what an equestrian
really?
Is?
I'm like, these motherfuckers think I'm stupid. I hear you. I hear that.
No, nah.
Ain't no nah, my fucking ass. Now y'all being real disrespectful on the air. These people already think I'm half ignorant because I talk this way. Ha-ha, joke, come in my face with that and watch somebody get screamed on. Ha-ha.
Yo, no, it was just another reflection on the past show. It was my segue into the past show.
Segue
your back.
Oh, y'all is so stupid.
I'm like,
so
stupid.
Hey,
really? Key, you couldn't come in on the call, but you come in on this? What? I couldn't help it. I'm like,
you that busy. You can't do the show, but you could do this, huh?
Damn busy.
No. Cut off. She busy. We got to let Key go. Cut off. Drop that line. Drop that line.
Hey,
we don't want to
hold
you up
baby?
For the next
Happy
year.
New Year. Well, to all the listeners who are a little confused about what's going on here, his daughter's a horseback rider. So
basically.
Yeah, that's, you know, basically what an equestrian is.
Hello? No, I don't know any black cowboys either, Sean.
I'm gonna help you out for a minute because I did get that you knew what it was when you know started making up the sarcastic references.
You know, thank you, Paul. Thank you.
I said that I wasn't even gonna explain what it was. I like movies. Explanation.
Thank you, Pop. As long as you get my joke.
So yes, back to the reflecting.
All right, Noon. Now, myself, I only threw that out, again, taking it back to the past shows where Noon herself stated Sean likes to use big words.
Big words.
He likes to say certain things. We're going to have a word every day. So I just thought I'd put that out there for the listeners. But
and you know what?
Darling,
I love the extended vocabulary.
Key, what's going on? How are you doing, honey?
I am blessed. I'm doing good.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I've been listening to the whole show. But, you know, I was the first one just to come on and say happy holidays. And, you know, my usual, I miss you guys. I love you guys and all that good stuff.
Love
so, you know,
too.
I have to come on and bless the mic for a minute.
We're happy you're here.
Absolutely.
We're good. Wednesday is coming in and out, you know. Let's get on Wednesday. How about that? Let's get on.
Y'all got on Wednesday last week. That's what I was waiting for that because I was going to tell her she ain't saying nothing about what you said, Sean. Some bullshit. But you know what? We reflected. Right, let's air out all our beefs for now. People who don't come on time, people who show up late for the show, like people who go who buy McDonald's while we doing the show. I ain't going to say that they name too many times, Key. Who go get their feet done in the middle. Hey, yeah, Kim, not that color. How dare you? Really? We're taping. We air it right now. We're doing it live. Kim, no, honey, not that color, sweetie. No. This girl speak nothing but Chinese in here. Really, Key? That's
no,
how you
no.
do.
Oh,
wow.
Tonight.
We really gonna have to tighten it up for next year. We really gonna have to tighten it up for next year.
Y'all gonna have to tighten it up because y'all are out of control.
Oh, how about you had a straight argument with one of the listeners?
Oh, I just had to
y'all had to bring that up. Wait a minute. Do you not remember that argument? Sean, you were trying to tell us.
I remember when Key had the argument with the listener. She was like, but you didn't want to comment on the topic. She was like,
really?
I did comment on a topic. She was like, not your own topic.
Really? And you was like, you're going to apologize. She was like, no.
Really?
Y'all girls going wild on the air.
Right?
Yo.
Girls going wild on air.
Thinking
I'm a troublemaker. Don't have our
Ooh.
Listeners thinking I'm a troublemaker.
Beating the listeners up.
Yo, whose background is that?
I don't know. Somebody that's outside.
Oh, man.
That was an accident.
Oh, boy, that was funny. How about
Wednesday
said, I am sick. Of all
tired.
These women acting like they ain't jealous. How about that, Wednesday? How about that, Wednesday? How you going to tell people that they ain't jealous?
don't know.
Well, she wanted a whole squad to be jealous with her. We had about 3 shows where we did topics about jealousy. I'm going to run down. I'm going to give us a lineup of our shows, actually. We started out with straight women that sleep with women. That was our first show that came on. You guys remember that show?
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was
that
an
one
interesting
was good.
Show. Very
that
interesting
was-
show.
Okay. We had
Move
a few callers.
On to, definitely. Move
okay.
on to Are You Accepted Being West Indian and Gay? Why Do Women Let Themselves Go After a Certain Age? That show right there was a headbanger. You remember that, Noon?
Yeah, isn't that when Wednesday was going off on that one?
No, that's when you started talking about welfare mothers who carry Gucci bags wearing Louis Vuitton sneakers in the set of the third. That was that one.
With it, did I call them EBT credit card carrying chicks?
EBT yes. credit card carrying chicks, yes. And we have to let the callers know there's nothing wrong with EBT carrying card women. Noonie is simply referring to women who carry EBT cards and also have 18 Louis Vuitton and Gucci bags.
Right, but no food in their house.
Buying crabs at the fish market instead of using it on rice and beans and chicken.
And no savings account. And they like bill ain't paid. And they cable off and they cell phone and they daughter name. And your credit score is like a 550.
Too.
I'm talking to y'all. Yeah, I am.
You know they do that. They got every bill and every one of their last baby kids' names. That's a damn shame. That's not the
same phone number. I'm talking to y'all. You look better than me. How is that possible? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's who I'm talking about. Mistresses, homewreckers, size pieces, and proud, stand up.
Oh, that was a good one,
that
too.
That was a hell of a show.
Yes, yes, yes. We actually had mistresses call in. We had homewreckers call in. And we had, didn't we have a couple of side pieces call in?
Oh, my goodness. We had somebody was coming in there and it's going to burn the whole damn club down. I remember that comment. That show was funny. Wow.
I was surprised at the responses. I didn't think that we were going to get any mistresses or any homewreckers or anybody that thought they was a side piece. I really just thought that we were just going to spit from beginning to end. But we had such an enormous response from the audience come back. It was crazy. And we had really good discussions on that show. So it was definitely shocking for me.
Yeah.
It was a good show. The next show we did was How Do You Deal With a Breakup?
That one was funny.
Yeah.
We have a lot of good memories. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what memory that I have? One of our favorite callers, my cousin everyone knows, Conlo. Oh, my God. Every time that woman calls in, I tell you, she tickles me to death.
Conlo, I remember the first time Conlo called in. You know, for the callers who don't know, we have a keyword, it's called switch, and that's to let us know that our good friend and counterpart, Puff, to cut that person off. And either they're saying something offensive or inappropriate, or you know what, they're just not saying nothing at all, and it's time for them to go, or they're saying too much. So
right.
We say switch. The first time Conlo came on the phone, I thought it was a prank call. So all you heard me screaming was, switch! Noonie's cracking up in the background, and then she has him tell me, yo, Sean, that's my cousin Conlo. Everything changed from then on. Conlo has become a fan favorite. Conlo also was featured as a guest host or something.
Oh, my
show.
God. You remember that show? What's your name? Where you calling from? What, Conlo? Are you serious? I didn't know we had guest hosts. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know it was in the budget.
She was never a guest host on our show, but became a guest host one night. Conlo started doing a drink check on her own.
I could not stop her. That was funny.
She decided to tell us how her week was.
Yes. It was too funny.
What happened? One of the kids needed to get somewhere.
Asthma.
We're stuck in the house or something. With asthma.
We had asthma. Yeah. She had a terrible week that week.
Then she started going down the rundown. Well, Key, how was your week? What you do? What you sipping on? I was like, is she going out a lot?
And I'm answering her. Well, my was good.
I had to interrupt you. Like, do you see what's going on right now? She just did a drink check introduced her week, and now she passing the mic.
Oh man, that was so good. That was so
hilarious.
Good.
You gotta love Conlo. Conlo, I love you to death. You know, we always love when you call in, and when you don't call in, your presence is missed. Conlo actually became a guest host on Pillow Talk, which is another radio show on a Butch Life for Real production.
Yeah, shout out to Liz.
Definitely. Shout out to Mo for allowing us to do what we do here with Table Talk on her station. You know, I definitely appreciate that. Much love for that. But, yeah, Conlo has become a crowd favorite. And also, Conlo has become one of our crowd's least favorite. You know, we have a couple of callers that call us in and hit us up like, yo, who the hell is that calls in? I do not like her.
Conlo and...
That just means she's famous.
Yeah, basically,
yo,
right?
Conlo had an argument. Didn't they have some beef on the radio the last time?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, oh,
that was
shout out
to
Connie.
Show.
Happy New Year, Connie, to you and the kids.
Absolutely. Oh,
Happy
I'm glad
New
we're
Year,
doing Connie. A lot of shout-outs, too. I got to give some shout-outs. It's getting late because, Key, we only stand on to 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, I got some shout-outs, too, then.
Yeah, that's why.
Hmm.
So, Sean, go ahead and run down your shout-outs because we got some shout-outs to give, honey.
My shout-outs, I want to shout out all the swag, www.meetup.com/swagger. That is my group. I love the ladies to death. We started in July 10th, actually, of this year. We've done over, see, how many meetups we did already? We did about 60 meetups, right?
Yeah.
From July to now? I mean, I may be a little off in the numbers. But we've done about 60 meetups already. Everything from fishing charters to going to see For Colored Girls and dinner. We do a monthly game night the first Monday of every month. We'll be at Jelani's Lounge this Monday, January 3rd. We also do dinner and karaoke at Catcher the third Wednesday of every month. We'll be there this month, January 19th, which is my actual birthday.
Let me shout that out for you.
Oh my God. You got it. I'm moving right past it.
January 19th, y'all, is going down. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be serious. We do this every Wednesday, but this particular Wednesday is very special to me and all of us here at Table Talk and all of our listeners. It's Sean's actual birthday. She's celebrating her birthday. She will be in the building on time. Right, boo? On time?
Hello?
I might actually be in town, Sean.
Really, Puff?
Yeah.
It's a celebration.
We popping bottles all night. Groupies stand back. She's not giving out autographs, and we just gonna have a good time.
Ow!
I would love for everyone to join me on my birthday if you're available, January 19th. I was actually supposed to be going on a trip, but because that was Wednesdays and our meetups, I decided to stay. With much pressure from Key over there, you know, I appreciate and love her to death. But I will be here. I will be at Catcher on Wednesday. Puff, if you could make it, that'll be great. You know what I mean? Definitely sit back and party together. We haven't done that in a minute, you know?
It's been a while.
We're going to be in the building. We all will be there.
Yeah. But just talking about swag, you know, I definitely want to swag. I want to shout swag out. I've met some beautiful women. I'm forming some beautiful friendships. You know what I mean? We also just lost a member, Ashley E., for those of you who knew her. My condolences go out to her family. She was a swag member. Normally, you know, she came out to pool events and such. But she was very young. She was 4 years older than me, not even 40 yet. And she passed. I'm not really sure of how she passed. But she's going to have some information on her Facebook page, Natalie Ashley Eve Simeon. Her brother's updating her Facebook page. So if anyone is interested in attending the services, they'll find more information there. But we definitely want to send our condolences out to her. You know, and also all of our other members and just swag friends and family and regular friends and family who've lost a loved one this year. My condolences go out to you guys. And I just want to appreciate everybody, or rather express my appreciation for swag, for Table Talk, for Puff, for Butch Life for Real Production, for my family, for my friends. You know what I mean? 2010 for me has been a great year. Lots of love, some very interesting occurrences. And I'm looking forward to 2011. So that's my shout out.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I don't think I want to go after her. She done took all my stuff. That's why I don't even like being her friend. We know all the things. What she said, ditto. No, but really,
wow.
I just want I want to give a shout-out to all of our listeners. You know, thank you for believing in us. Thank you for sticking behind us. Thank you for listening every week, because without you, there would be no us. I want to give a shout-out to Wiz. She calls in every week faithfully. I want to give out a shout-out to Mel. She calls in every week faithfully. And, you know, just all of our supporters in general. I want to give a shout-out to Puff. Love you to death. Without you, I don't know what the hell we would do. Seriously. You make it happen for us each and every week. You're always on point. We only have to ask you one time, and you're right there, Johnny, on the spot. I want to give a shout-out to all my family and friends that support me in everything that I do, because when they tell you I'm a hustler, that's what they tell me. You're a hustler. You got your hands on everything. But you know what? My support system is so big, and everything that I do, I have a team that supports me, that follows me, that gets down with me, and I just love the support. It just keeps me going, going, and going. I want to give a shout-out to my Key Rocks family, Key Rocks the Jewelry, Key Rocks Enterprises, all my workers, all my employees, everybody that helped me out. Love you so much. This was a trying year, the beginning of new things, and I just can't wait for 2011 to continue and prosper with my life and my business, you know? So just shout out for living and being healthy and going into the new year with nothing but positivity.
Big shout out to you, Key. Key Rocks for Jewels launched this year. You had a beautiful launch party. You know, I think you sold damn near every piece of jewelry you bought out.
I did.
Great food, great setup. Everything was wonderful. And business is good. You know, we're going to keep supporting that. 2011, we're bringing the swag chains out from Key Rocks to Jewels. And we're just going to keep supporting each other, our members, our friends and everything, keeping everything going. But congratulations to you. That was big.
Congrats.
Thank you.
That's a big whoa. You know what that is? Whoa. Women of Action. I love all y'all. It's always a pleasure to be here. And I think Wednesday is back with us.
Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Tuesday. You hear that boring sound?
Wow.
Wednesday, I am not laughing, boo. That is not fun. I'm laughing.
Wow.
I'm messing with Wednesday. We love you, Wednesday. You know, go ahead to yourself.
Well, okay. Well, I want to shout out to all my listeners. I want to shout out to Sean, Puff. Thank you so much for everything you've done. Like he said, you've been there for us every week without question. Anything we need, you there. Key, thank you for being here. You know, I love working with you guys. I love doing this. I really, really am passionate about this. I want to shout out to my family. My sister, Tawana, I love you to death. Carlo, I love you. Tamiko, Derek, Wendy, all you guys, my friends, they mean everything to me. You know, we going into a new year. I'm trying to change some things. I'm trying. My mouth, I'm working on it. I'm working on it, but I don't know about it. I'm just going to work on it. What else? Yeah, Puff. I mean, I met so many amazing people. Shout out to Wiz. I love you, girl. She my partner. In Spades, we got to kick ass. We got to catch up. We behind on points, but we right there. The girl, Queen Pen, that she has sang for us, that gift, which was beautiful. Thank you for that. Puff, Son, Ty Hicks. I listened to Ty Hickson. I listened to his song the other day. He's on www.reverbnation.com. Ty Hickson, yo, he is so dope. It's unbelievable. Her son is talented. She's talented. He got this song that's called She Loves Me. I think that's high. So when it blow up, here we go. It started straight from Table Talk, straight like that. Again, www.reverbnation.com. Ty Hickson, awesome. Wednesday, you back? Uh-oh. Yeah, I just want to, like, again, to say thank you for everybody. We here each and every Friday. Call in 347-215-7145. Press 1 if you want to talk. Right now, we just reflecting on our past year and what we're doing for 2011. Like, that's going to be exciting. I had so much fun with you guys this year, and I can't wait to next year.
Yeah, for me it feels like, you know, just every day in our lives, you know, sitting back, kicking it with you guys, just like we would do at a round table. For those of you guys who don't know, Table Talk and our whole premise behind it, Table Talk is just a show based on four friends, four real-life friends. And I'm not talking about friends where we've been friends for 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years. We've been friends. We have 8-plus years in the game. Each and every one of the co-hosts on the show, we have time put in, you know, time where we've learned each other, we've loved each other, we've argued, we've been through relationships,
breakups.
Yo, we've been through so much together, and I love these ladies to death. But basically,
yes,
it's four women. You know, two of us are gay, you know, myself and Key. Two are straight, and that would be Wednesday and Noon. Sorry. Sorry, I keep forgetting that Key is in the closet at certain times.
Wait a minute. She don't want to do that. She don't want to do that. She don't want to do that. I'm going to tell you something, guys. I have a quick story to tell you, okay? I'm not going to say the name of this person, however. We was at a meetup. Not at a meetup. We had a spades night. We went to BBQ's afterwards. So, you know, ever since I met this young lady, you guys know, well, if you don't know, I'm very upfront. So if I have a question, if I feel something, I say it. It's very inappropriate. I know, but I don't mean nothing by it. Okay, so when I first met her, I used to be like, hey, what up, man, bitch? Because she looks so broad, you know what I'm saying? And she laughed it off, ha, 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 ha. So I'm like, Sean, she gay? And she ain't want to tell me. Because, you know, Sean, she won't out nobody. So whatever. You ain't got to tell me, boo-boo. I already know by your movement. It looks like you play football. You know what I mean? I'm like, no doubt. So I know her for now, the past, like, 4 years. Listen, I've known her for like 4 years. So every time I see her, I'll be like, listen, boo, stop liking me, stop smiling at me too hard because you're not getting me. I don't go that way. She laughed it off. I got nothing but mad love for her. She know that. So we went out the other – this was a couple of weeks ago. So we all sitting at the table, we're eating, and I'm like, did you come out the closet yet? Because every time I get drunk, it's like, yo, I want her to be her. It's like, it's really none of my business. She should be able to come out when she wants to. But everybody else knows, so I'm just saying, like, yo, just say it. So everybody at the table stands up. They have their turn.
No, let's not even go. I'm going to let you go in. Noon says, we're going to make this easy for you. We're going to make it easy for you to come up. We're going to do this like we do interventions or like we do something at AAA Anonymous. Come on, everybody. Let's stand up and introduce yourself. Say what you like, and let's help our friend out here. So go ahead, Minnie.
So
One girl stands up, which is her good friend, her one of her best friends, and she said, "Hi, my name is blah, 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 blah. And I'm gay, and I like to lick clits." And I'm like, "Why are we doing this right here real loud in the restaurant?" Okay, no doubt. Yay, hey, blah, blah, blah. Nice to meet you. The hand clap, right? It goes around, and I say, "Hey, my name is Noonie, and I'm straight. Nice to meet you. Yay, Noonie." I go to her.
But how about after everybody is saying who they are, their name, and so forth, they all point to the girl with two hands, like, "Your turn. Are you ready yet? Are you ready to come out?" And if she's not, they move on to the next person. Every single time one of them finishes introducing themselves, they point it to her. And the girl was like, "I'm not saying nothing. I'm not coming out." And I'm just like, "Are you serious, y'all? Are you serious?" But she just say, "Yo, Key, I had to save her life." I was like, "Yo, don't we got to go move out with cars?" You know, it came time for me to go. I was like, "I'm not standing up. I'm going to move my car. I'm not introducing myself."
Wait a minute. First of all, let me tell you, it was like about 10 of us, 8 people participated in the introduction, and if they were gay and straight. How come she won't? And I'm saying, you know what?
She didn't get the memo. Don't y'all know everybody that come out with us, we give them a hard time? They leave shaking their head like y'all never going out with them again.
No,
actually, that is not what they say. They say, "I can't wait to get back up with them." Yeah.
No,
as soon as you left.
Because I know people that I brought around, they leave shaking their head like, "Really, you didn't warn me? For real? You set me up for failure?" I'm waiting.
Okay, if you're sensitive, it's not for you.
Yeah,
wait,
y'all can hang out with us.
Key, how about when we went to the lobster feast? And
this past year?
The lobster. She's talking about lobster fest 2 years ago.
Key.
Uh-huh.
How about when we sitting at the table?
I know what you're about to say.
And the waiter came to homegirl and was like, "You can't take that out."
"Excuse me, you got lobster juice dripping from your pocket. Can you put that back in
the mouth?" Yo, stinks it.
Kia and the sangria.
Somebody had lobster juice dripping from their pocket?
Lobster juice dripping from the pocketbook.
They had king crab legs, lobster, shrimp, scallops, everything.
Butter.
Corn on the cob. Salad. And the pocketbooks.
Oh, my God. You can't take us people nowhere. You still trying to take them home. I can't.
Key, you couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing.
It was so laughing.
Friendships that are longer than us, you know, which is why we decided to do Table Talk and really bring to the audience what we would do on a daily basis. If not daily, every other day, once a week, what have you. Whenever we got together, just sitting around a table, talking, joking, laughing, bringing up all kinds of topics, and our opinions and our views are so different. You know what I mean? Wendy, as she always says, she's very quiet, very boring. Did she say boring?
No, you keep saying boring. You don't say boring.
No. Mm-hmm. Don't get out of here. You got you have problems. Did you say what? Who the heck ain't saying no damn Warren?
I'm messing with Wendy. I'm messing with Wendy. I love you again. Now, Wendy is very quiet, very reserved, very mild-mannered.
Wait,
what I mean?
Is Wendy there?
She would have cut in already. Trust me, Wendy is not
her
quiet.
Her number ends with 022 something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so she on mute then.
But she is the show. She would have chimed in. Trust. She not.
No,
that
I see her number.
Wendy,
I see her number here. No, I see her number here, but I don't hear anything.
She probably got us on mute.
She's not listening right now. I'm telling you, she's not listening. Wednesday would have pressed one so fast.
Okay.
But you know what?
Yes.
Oh, that was key. I got scared for a minute, like, oh, shit.
All right, she talked to you? Wednesday, please make my year end on the bang and come in and get her. Come get her, y'all.
But yeah, Wednesday is very quiet, very reserved. Then we have Noonie, who is just the total opposite, very loud, very out there, in your face, tell it like it is. You know what I mean? Just overboard. You think an extra overboard, you got Noonie.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Key, our fashionista, always shopping, always on the go. She has been banned off of some of Facebook's just because of her promoting.
Where they do that at? She gonna hit me up, yo, you got to promote because they blocked me. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
She hit me up
was like, you got to promote because they blocked me. I was like, uh-oh.
For real.
Yo, like, dead serious. Key texted me, was like, yo, no, you got to promote because they blocked me.
That is not funny. That's a shame, actually. But hey, I'm good at what I do.
She is a beast at what she does.
Sean, we gotta let Puff give a shout out. She part of our show now.
That's
Puff.
Right.
Puff. Puff. Puff shout out.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Connie and the kids, and you know, to everybody. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to my family and everybody in New York. I miss everybody. I'm a little emotional about it. Rest in peace to Aisha, Pudding, and Godmommy. And I'll see everybody in January. Tag Big Show, January 25th on the Lower East Side at Pyramid between 5th and 6th. And, you know, whoever want to come show out, show up. What's up? And
well,
be in
tough. I want to make that a meetup. So definitely send me the information.
Will do.
We said that last week. Definitely.
And my condolences go out to you for all your losses. And, you know,
absolutely.
We miss you out here as well.
Yeah. Definitely.
I want to give a special thank you to y'all. From the beginning, this show has always been fun for me to work and interesting for me to listen to. But on a more personal, intimate note, you know, Sean, I know you for like 100,000 years. You've always been a good dude. I appreciate that you've never changed in that way, only grown and got better. The rest of y'all, I just met y'all, you know, because of the show. And love y'all, beautiful, strong, intelligent, and active, you know, proactive women. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
Definitely. Puff is definitely one of the chairmen of the Whoa Factor. But ladies, it's 8:00. We got like 1 minute. Puff, you want to lead us out on music?
Happy New Year. I got something to say to Sean, because when you got offered this platform, you know, although we are good friends and we are BFF, you could have went anywhere with anybody with this platform, you know, and this opportunity. You know thousands and hundreds of people. And to be honest with y'all, I was not doing this show. I had no interest. I'm shy. I was nervous. I was scared. I was not doing Table Talk. You remember that, Sean?
I remember. I remember I gave you no option.
Yeah. She gave me no option. She's like, I know who I want on this show. Wednesday, you know, she named us all down. If we're not all doing it together, we're not doing it. So I'm just glad that I got over my, because everybody else was ready. Believe it or not, I was the only shy when everybody was ready. So I'm just glad I got over my platform. And that's how we're here today. So I'm just happy that everybody believed in me. And, you know, I'm learning more and more each show. And I love it. I love what I do, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
And there's a caller.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
We have a caller?
Yeah, sure enough.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Surprise! It's Miss Jackson. Oh, my God! I love you, Miss Jackson! Hi, guys!
What's
hey.
Going on?
How are you? Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year to you!
Aww.
Oh, my God. Y'all don't know how blessed we are tonight. This is one of our best friends who has never called into the show.
And decided to bless us today.
I was boring today, so I figured I'd call in. Keo, y'all all sweet today and loving. I never hear all this. Love and talk. Making my stomach hurt a little bit, so I have to call in. Okay. Y'all don't know this is a part of the No Good Is Crew right here. One of my favorite ladies in the world, Miss Africa.
All right. No Good Is Crew Life.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
We appreciate you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to
my
best friend.
I just let you take my place, but you can go ahead and run with it. You're doing a great job, and Nooni is like the mascot. You can't go anywhere without her, so she had to join it regardless. Sean didn't have a choice with putting Nooni on because she would have bogarted anyway.
Exactly.
Or she would have been calling it every day, so just to make that easy, she just put her on the show.
You are silly. I'm honored. Happy New Year, Africa. I love you to death.
I love you guys.
I love you, Africa.
I love you guys.
You are Monday game night.
Hi, Wednesday. How are you? That's not Wednesday. Who's that, Key?
Yeah.
Oh, you sound like Wednesday. How are you doing, Key, coming out Monday?
Say it again, babe.
Are you coming out Monday?
Yeah, I'm coming out Monday. It's the first game night of the year, so I will be in the building. You know, I don't normally make game night, but I'm going to make an exception to come out, yeah.
All right, I'll see you Monday. I just want to wish you ladies a happy New Year, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year, Africa. Give my little boy a kissy kiss for me.
Oh, he's asleep, thank God.
Unbelievable. I'll
talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, that was great. Thank you, Puff.
Surprise.
That show ended so perfect.
That's how friends are. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, this girl didn't call him out one time, and we roll with her hard.
Okay.
And she waits for the very last show. Yo,
and
I'm
not thinking. You know what's so funny? I was like, yo, she don't never be listening. She never listens.
Yeah. I love her.
She listens.
She just don't say nothing. That's why I love her stinking ass. She's so stink. If y'all don't know Slim, Slim is no joke.
Yeah. On that note, Happy New Year, everyone. I love all you guys. Happy New Year to all the swag. Happy New Year to my friends, my family, my co-host, Puff, Mo, everybody. Yo. Let's do it again in 2011, guys.
We're going to close that up.
Home, y'all be safe out there. If you drink, don't drive. If you fight, don't drink. Be easy.
Definitely. Happy New Year. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, and I got a little, this is my dedication to everybody, and especially y'all, because, you know, bigger and better things for the new year, right?
Yes.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Have a good night. Let's go.
everything that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. They're going.